Today's readings, we have the Magnificat of Our Lady for the Gospel. And then we have, in the first reading from the Book of Samuel, a responsorial psalm also from the Book of Samuel. And that's because Samuel is a type of our Lord, a figure of our Lord. Hannah was barren and miraculously conceived Samuel. And so for this reason, Hannah is also a type figure of Our Lady. And the responsorial psalm is Hannah's song of exultation at the blessings she received from God. My heart exults in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God, etc., etc. And Our Lady, when she proclaims her Magnificat, she's alluding to what Hannah had said. And now when we read Our Lady's Magnificat, we should keep in mind that she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, that she is always under the influence of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so this is the Holy Spirit speaking through her. Now, we can think of St. Paul when he arrived at a very high degree of conformity to Christ. He said, it is now no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. All right. When Our Lady proclaims the Magnificat, Christ is incarnate and is really living in Our Lady. All right. So she is totally and completely the daughter of the Father, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and the mother of the Son. And so these are the words that come forth from her in the moment that it's even recognized, that all of this is even recognized by St. Elizabeth. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And so then Our Lady, again, totally inspired by the Holy Spirit, proclaims her Magnificat. So all of these words should be read keeping that in mind, that her soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, magnifies the Lord, that her spirit rejoices in God her Savior. All right, she is completely rejoicing in God for the great work he has done in her, the greatest of all of God's works, ad extra, okay? The incarnation of the Word took place in her. And God looked upon her lowliness and chose her for that work. And so now she is experiencing the maximum joy because of the greatness of God and the things that he has done in her. And so this is the mystery that we will be celebrating in a few days, and we ask Our Lady to prepare our hearts that we too can rejoice with her in the incarnation and birth of the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.